Oh, yes, I was a cardiovascular surgeon. Yes, every day I'd walk into the OR, throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I just found the circulatory system fascinating. Arteries and veins pumping, sheeping, oozing. Eventually, I got into my first transplant, and I was very excited about it, as Blaum in general had moved into the space age. At first, heart transplanting was considered almost macabre, something out of a monster movie. But then, as it became more routine, I knew I had to do one, and I was kind of excited. We had a candidate look just right. We knew his regular thick would give out in a few weeks if we didn't do something, and so we assessed the risks we put him under, and we got him on life support. I cut out the old heart, threw it in the old circular file. I had the head nurse, Mrs. Oppengreuter, come over and bring me the donor heart. She brought the donor heart. It was in a big glass dish, and she goes, "Oh, jeez, yo!" And then she slipped when she stepped on it and fell on it with her big fat tuchus. The thing was smashed, I think. My God! You idiot! You imbecile! You unbelievable incompetent judge! You stupid fool! Now we got a man on life support lying there with no heart in his chest. Donor heart smashed and ruined by the big pendulum tuchus of Mrs. Abbott. But what do you know? Almost like a gift from heaven, outside in the street, I hear somebody go slinging through the windshield, lying there in the street. I said, "Hang on, I'll be right back." I take them stairs two at a time. I go rushing out to the street. "Coming through, medical man, coming through. The guy lying there in the street, I check his carotid quickly. No vital signs. Let me check his driver's license. Yeah, he signed that organ thing. Everybody stand back. I ripped open his shirt and I cut his heart out. Lopped off his aorta. I grabbed that bad boy and I pounded up the stairs. I was getting too out of breath. The operating room was on the 9th floor. I stopped for the elevator. The door opened. The elevator wasn't there. I nearly fell into an empty shaft and I ended up dropping the heart down the elevator shaft. I watched as that heart went end over end. Although maybe it's salvageable, but then somebody hit the elevator button. And then it went out. I'm thinking of myself, I can't win there. Man, oh man. When I thought to myself, what am I going to do? Went down the street, almost like a gift from heaven. There was a robbery. I walk into this mom-and-pop grocery store, and there's a guy slumped over the register. I said, "Let me check for vitals." "Oh, no vitals? Ooh, shot him between the eyes. Pretty good shot. All right, leave on. I cut him open again. I grabbed a new heart. I'm thinking to myself, this is gonna be one of those days drive me nuts for crying out loud. I grabbed a new heart. I cut it out of the guy. I'm running out of the place. I'm waiting for a red light to change. And this dog comes by, grabs the heart out of my hand, and goes running down the street. I'm like, hey!
Changing the way Washington talks, it's the Grease Man. Mornings on DC 101.
I mean, but like a gift from heaven. As I'm walking back to Jessica, there's someone on the 5th floor of a building who says, "I can't take it anymore. Life is no good. I'm jumping." He hits the ground. I run over there. A couple of winos are there. One of them steals his shoes. Another guy's going through his wallet. They see me coming and they ball their fists. I said, "Oh, no, no, no. You can have the wallet and shoes. All I want is the heart. Just let me cut his heart out."
The Grease Man on DC 101.
You think being a doctor is easy? You don't know from easy.